Overview. Haiti has made August 14, the anniversary of the Boys Cayman Gathering, a national holiday for the first time, formally recognizing one of the defining moments associated with the Haitian Revolution. Port-au-Prince, more than two centuries after enslaved Africans gathered at Boys Cayman in northern Haiti, in a moment that became central to the story of the Haitian Revolution, the Haitian government has formally made August 14 a national holiday. The decision gives official state recognition to a date long commemorated by Haitians, historians, and scholars as a symbol of resistance, unity, and the struggle for freedom. According to an August 10 announcement from the Secretariat of the Presidency Office, August 14 will be observed annually as the commemoration of Boys Cayman and the Day of Union for Freedom. Public administration offices, commercial and industrial establishments, and schools will close nationwide. August 15, already associated with the Catholic Feast of the Assumption, will also be observed as a national holiday. This is in accordance with the DEC 11, 2024 decree, which clearly defines the country's legal holidays in its Articles 1 and 2, the Presidency Office said in the announcement. The two dates will therefore create a consecutive two-day national observance every August, with August 14 dedicated to one of the most consequential moments in Haiti's revolutionary history, a gathering that became a symbol of revolution. According to Haiti's National Bureau of Ethnology, BNE, Boys Cayman is a major historical, religious, and cultural site and an important place of memory in the history of the liberation of enslaved people. The Bureau places the gathering on the night of August 14, 15, 1791, in the Moyne Rouge area in northern Haiti. The gathering is traditionally associated with Dudi Boukman, an enslaved leader and Vodou religious figure, and Seysel Fatiman, a Vodou priestess. Enslaved people gathered in secret at a time when Saint-Domingue was the French colony's lucrative plantation economy, built on the exploitation of hundreds of thousands of enslaved Africans. The meeting is widely remembered as a pivotal moment preceding the general uprising of enslaved people that erupted days later in the northern part of the colony. That uprising grew into the Haitian Revolution, which ultimately defeated French colonial rule and slavery and led to Haiti's independence in 1804. Historians have debated aspects of the traditional account of the ceremony, including details surrounding what occurred there. But Boys Cayman has remained deeply embedded in Haiti's national memory as a symbol of collective resistance and enslaved people's determination to seek freedom. What Boys Cayman means to Haitians today, with recognition more than two centuries later. For generations of Haitians, Boys Cayman has represented more than a historical gathering. It embodies the idea that people subjected to one of the most brutal systems of slavery in the Americas could organize, unite, and challenge the political and social order imposed on them. That legacy carries particular weight in a country whose national identity was forged through a successful revolution by enslaved people. The gathering also occupies an important place in the history of Haitian Vodou and in debates over Haiti's African heritage and cultural identity. The BNE describes Boys Cayman as both a historical and cultural site and has called for greater preservation and recognition of the location as part of Haiti's national heritage. Making August 14 a national holiday, therefore, transforms an event long commemorated through community, religious, and cultural observances into an official state commemoration, said Merland Brignol, founder of Haiti Unbound Verdiers, an annual commemoration of the country's struggle for freedom. It also places the story of resistance at the center of Haiti's national calendar, alongside other dates associated with the country's struggle for independence, including Flag Day on May 18 and Verdiers Day on Nov. 18, Brignol noted regarding the official designation. The decision comes 235 years after the Boys Cayman Gathering and more than two centuries after Haiti declared independence on Jan. 1, 1804. For Haitians today, the new holiday offers an opportunity to connect the country's revolutionary past with its continuing struggles over sovereignty, dignity, freedom, and national unity. The symbolism is particularly significant as Haiti faces another period of profound political, economic, and security challenges. The government has described Aug. 14 as a day of union around freedom, giving the commemoration a contemporary meaning beyond its historical origins. The designation also means that future generations will encounter Boys Cayman not only in history books, cultural ceremonies, and family traditions, but as an official national day of remembrance, many commented on social media.